When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to your Ohio State headlines from Cleveland.com for the week of March 1st. Doug Lay Murray's here. Make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU. Try our tech subscription service. We're getting ready for spring football, right? So this means more stuff happening. 614-350-3315. It's a 14-day free trial. Test it out. See what you think. We send, you know, a couple, three, four, sometimes more texts per day. News, info, insight on Ohio State football. Right in your phone, 14-day free trial, $4 a month after that. And make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk 5 days a week. Here's five headlines for the week of March 1st. Ohio State football added a recruit, Keon Graves, the number two player in the state of Arizona. A 6'1", 170-pound receiver announced that he will be part of Ohio State's 2022 recruiting class. This is Doug Lamarise of Cleveland.com. Brian Hartline continues his recruiting success in the wide receiver room for Ohio State. Keon Graves is the second receiver in this 2022 recruiting class for Ohio State. He joins Caleb Burton out of Texas. So again, Ohio State able to capitalize and get receivers from anywhere in the country. They got G. Scott from Washington. They got Julian Fleming from Pennsylvania. They got Jackson Smith-Njigba from Texas, and they got Jaden Ballard from Ohio. They got Marvin Harrison Jr. from Pennsylvania. Those are guys in recent classes. Now in 2022, Caleb Burton from Texas and Keon Graves from Chandler, Arizona. According to 247sports.com, the number 127 overall prospect in the class of 2022, the number two player in the state of Arizona, and the number, let's see where he is, number 17 overall receiver. But people think he will move up the rankings and be eventually be ranked even higher than that. But right now, Ohio State's receiver success in recruiting continues. I'm Doug Lamarise from Cleveland.com. Ohio State football now with 11 recruits in the class of 2022. With the addition of Keon Graves, Ohio State, the number one class in the country right now for 2022, according to 247sports.com, they have 3 5-star players and 8 4-star players out to a fast start. Very few schools with that many players. LSU currently the number two recruiting class in 2022 with 10 players. Georgia has 8, Texas 7, Texas A&M 7. But this is what Ohio State does. They get guys, they zero in on them, they get those early commits and allows them to build and have those players help them recruit the rest of the class. So again, Ohio State, 11 players for the class of 2022, a 96.04 overall average for those players, which again is number one in the country. And Ohio State, which had the number two class in the country in 2021, had the number one class for a while, thought they might wind up with number one, got passed in the end by Alabama. Currently, probably like halfway there, 11 guys in now, probably somewhere in the range of halfway there to this class that will begin signing in December. They've got 11 in, and they're leading the way so far. For all your Ohio State football recruiting news, make sure you're reading Cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State football is on track to host Oregon in the second game of the 2021 football season on September 11th. Unknown so far, one Ohio State will play at Oregon. However, this is Doug Lamarise of Cleveland.com. Of course, Ohio State always enjoys the non-conference home-and-home series. They have those set up years in the future with various traditional powers around the country. Last year, the Buckeyes were supposed to go to Oregon and play in Eugene. For just the second time ever, that game was canceled because of the pandemic. But Gene Smith, Ohio State Athletic Director, said last week that things are on for Oregon to make the trip to Ohio State as planned this year, and the schools are in the process of working out when Ohio State will make that trip to Oregon. It should be sometime in the future. Gene Smith said that should be announced sometime in the next couple weeks. But what won't happen is either canceling the series or turning the one game into a neutral site game. Both teams prefer the home and home, and that means Ohio State fans should prepare to see the Oregon Ducks in Ohio Stadium against the Buckeyes, second game of the year on September 11th. We'll certainly let you know when the second half of that series gets rescheduled. For all your Ohio State football news, make sure you're listening to Buckeye Talk and reading cleveland.com/OSU. Ohio State football planning to start spring practice soon, and that means the spring football game should be over the horizon. This is Doug Lamoriz of cleveland.com. No concrete date set yet for the spring game. Probably Saturday, April 17th, if you're trying to guess. It's usually that third Saturday in April. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith said nothing set yet, but the Buckeyes would like to have a spring game, and they would like to have fans there. Again, everything continues to be on hold as the nation and the world appears to be coming out of this coronavirus pandemic. Governor Mike DeWine has set what he hopes to be a 30% capacity for various sporting events around the state. Whatever happens with an Ohio spring game, if it's played, if fans can be there, Gene Smith said they will not charge for tickets. There's been a nominal fee in recent years, but the plan would be free tickets. And Gene Smith is hoping that somehow, if it is played and fans can be there, that Ohio State will be able to recognize some frontline workers, doctors, nurses, grocery store workers, people on the front line of the pandemic, that they somehow would be involved in the spring game. But again, I would roughly mark your calendars for April 17th, and keep your fingers crossed that it can be played and that some sort of attendance will be made possible as things continue to get better and better with the coronavirus. For all your Ohio State football needs, make sure you're reading cleveland.com/OSU. What teams are most likely to challenge Ohio State, or Ohio State should be on the lookout for when it comes to the 2021 National Championship? This is Doug Lamoriz of cleveland.com. Ohio State, according to odds on vegasinsider.com, 5-1. 5-1, the third favorite at the moment here before spring football even starts to win the 2021 national title. Of course, the old favorites, Bama and Clemson. Alabama, 3-1. Clemson, 7-2 or 3.5-1. They're the favorites. But what are some other schools that Ohio State maybe needs to be on the lookout for? On Buckeye Talk this week, we discuss super teams that the Buckeyes might have to account for, talking about 2019 LSU, and that was a good program that peaked and won a national title. Two leading contenders for that, and probably obvious ones. Oklahoma, 7-1. Georgia, 8-1. Both of those teams, good recruiting classes, good experienced quarterbacks returning. Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma, JT Daniels at Georgia, and did not lose all that much talent to the NFL draft. So keep those teams in mind. If either Oklahoma or Georgia are a super team and you throw Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson in there, all of a sudden that playoff race gets even a little more interesting than usual, because pretty much you know the Buckeyes, the Tigers, and the Crimson Tide are going to be around. It's starting to be that time. Start to think about what this 2021 college football season will look like. And when you're thinking about it, you're going to want to listen to Buckeye Talk, and you're going to want to read cleveland.com/OSU.